I mean, my upbringing is unusual, to say the least. I come from a family of socialists. My parents are activists. You know, my dad's general secretary of the Socialist Party. So in a way, it was in my blood. I think that through some of my early teenage years, I rebelled against all that and didn't want really to know about it. But the miners' strike had a big effect on me. Because I think society was split. And so going into school and saying, you know, that it's not right that these communities are going to be blighted, etc., and that we should all support them, and then seeing miners on street corners in Islington, where I grew up, with buckets, coal, not dole. Well, a pivotal moment was the school student strike of 1985, because Thatcher had introduced youth training scheme conscription, and I'd been going along to school student meetings organised by supporters of the militant in the summer of 85. And then there was a Labour Party Young Socialist Conference, and there was a fringe meeting on fighting YTS conscription. And I remember I actually spoke at that, and then we organised a national school student strike. About 15 of us, and 250,000 people came out on strike. It was massive. I mean, I led my school out on strike, and we won. So I went from being a participant to a leader. That was very pivotal, because it showed me the power of ideas and understanding when a movement can develop, how powerful it can be, and how it can win. Because the miners had been defeated and the school students won. I was involved at the beginning of the poll tax campaign. Round here, we set up anti-poll tax unions, and the militant was putting forward can't pay, won't pay, and that sort of united all those who couldn't afford to pay with all those who just objected to it. And we obviously formed anti-poll tax unions to defend people. So at the start of the campaign, it was obviously agitating, giving leaflets out, holding meetings. There were benefit gigs. There was a big benefit gig in Brixton Academy, the big demonstrations that took place. The first anti-poll tax demonstration outside of Scotland was in Waltham Forest. From Abbotts Park to the town square, we had a burning of our bills, a mass burning of our bills. So we get a big tin and people would burn their bills and pledge not to pay. We told people to clog up the courts to try and make it unworkable. And people did. I mean, thousands of people turned up outside Waltham Forest courts and would talk for days and days. And some people obviously were successful. Other people were imprisoned. All around the country this took place because people would pledge not to pay their poll tax. So the greatest act of civil disobedience in this country, which was Victoria's, 18 million people didn't pay it. They wanted to privatise school dinners, and we organised opposition to the privatisation of school dinners. And it was when Jamie Oliver was doing all that stuff about how rubbish school dinners were. So we had lots of different things going on. We had a petition in the union. We managed to get the head teachers to send a letter out explaining what was going on. We frustrated the bidding process. We went to Jamie Oliver's restaurant and protested outside his restaurant. But the most memorable thing that we did was we organised a demo from the town square to the steps. But we encouraged all the dinner ladies to bring pots and pans and spoons. And all these kids turned up. And it was like a noisy protest, banging these pots and pans all the way through Walthamstow. And once again, we won. And that was very female. It was working class women through their unions. You know, I think if you sort of give up on activism, you've just got to accept things then, haven't you?